Rise and shine. 6 a.m. and your hand can't make it to the alarm clock before the voices in your head start telling you that it's too early, too dark, and too cold to get out of bed. Aching muscles lie still in rebellion, pretending not to hear your brain commanding them to move. A legion of voices are shouting their unanimous permission for you to hit the snooze button and go back to dreamland. But you didn't ask their opinion. The voice you've chosen to listen to is one of defiance. A voice that says there was a reason you set that alarm in the first place. So sit up, put your feet on the floor, and don't look back, because we've got work to do. Welcome to the grind. For what is each day but a series of conflicts between the right way and the easy way? 10,000 streams fan out like a river delta before you, each one promising the path of least resistance. Thing is, you're headed upstream. And when you make that choice, when you decide to turn your back on what's comfortable, safe, and what some would call common sense, well, that's day one. From there, it only gets tougher. So just make sure this is something you want, because the easy way out will always be there, ready to wash you away. All you have to do is pick up your feet. But you aren't going to, are you? With each step comes the decision to take another. You're on your way now, but this is no time to dwell on how far you've come. You're in a fight against an opponent you can't see, but oh, you can feel him on your heels, can't you? Feel him breathing down your neck. You know what that is? That's you. Your fears, your doubts, and insecurities all lined up like a firing squad, ready to shoot you out of the sky. But don't lose heart. While they're not easily defeated, they are far from invincible. Remember, this is the grind, the battle royale between you and your mind, your body, and the devil on your shoulder who's telling you that this is just a game. This is just a waste of time. Your opponents are stronger than you. Drown out the voice of uncertainty with the sound of your own heartbeat. Burn away your self-doubt with the fire lit beneath you. Remember what we're fighting for, and never forget that momentum is a cruel mistress. She can turn on a dime or the smallest mistake. She is ever searching for the weak place in your armor, that one tiny thing you forgot to prepare for. So as long as the devil is hiding the details, the question remains, is that all you got? Are you sure? And when the answer is yes, when you've done all you can to prepare yourself for battle, then it's time to go forth and boldly face your enemy, the enemy within. Only now you must take that fight into the open, into hostile territory. You're a lion in a field of lions, all hunting the same elusive prey with a desperate starvation that says victory is the only thing that can keep you alive. So believe that voice that says you can run a little faster, and you can throw a little harder, and that for you, the laws of physics are merely a suggestion. Luck is the last dying wish of those who want to believe that winning can happen by accident. Sweat, on the other hand, is for those who know it's a choice. So decide now, because destiny waits for no man. And when your time comes and 1,000 different voices are trying to tell you you're not ready for it, listen instead to that lone voice of dissent. The one that says you are ready. You are prepared. It's all up to you now. So rise and shine.
Hey, what's up, everybody, man? Welcome to The Grind, ladies and gentlemen, the realest show ever. Thank you guys for being a part. Thank you guys for tuning in this morning. You guys could have been doing anything you wanted to do, but guess what? You decided to tune into The Grind this morning, and we definitely appreciate that. Man, great to see you guys' smiling faces, or your smiling pictures, I should say. So, guys, we're going to get into some stuff this morning. I definitely want to play a song for you guys before we get into it, give you guys the opportunity to actually share this thing out. Thank you so much for all of the good mornings. Thank you for being here. We see everybody out there that's tuned in right now on Facebook. On YouTube, IG is getting ready to get going. IG's been acting a little strange lately. I don't know what's up with that. It's acting a little strange, but we're going to see if we can give them a second chance and get them going. But while we do that, guys, share this out. Tell somebody that The Grind is on. We're going to talk a little bit about, actually we're going to talk a lot about process and how you go through it to get to it. But in that whole interim of that, guys, we're going to touch on some very, very intricate things, things that you may go through, real life things, guys. So hang in there and we'll be right back. And I promise you, we're going to get into some stuff, y'all. We're going to get into some stuff. See y'all in a minute.
Baby, what you say? I ain't here to conversate. Baby, I don't play. from Miami, causing trouble in LA. Rowdy, Tennessee. If I don't send for you, best not come for me. Jordan, 23. Guarantee you're gonna wanna leave with me. I got that la la la.
Dallas, Texas, we see you, Ms. Christian Tyler Walker. Great morning to you, Ms. Twyla Copeland. Great morning, Ms. Cheryl Mazicue. Thank you for being a part of the grind. Valerie Davis, what's going on, sis? Thank you for being on this morning. Who else we got here? Ms. Jacinda Mitchell, great morning to you as well. Ms. Marcia Johnson Douglas, great afternoon to you. Ms. Naja Levels, thank you for being a part of the grind. What's going on, Bishop Jeff Battle, my brother? Thank you for being on the grind, guys, man. Everybody's on. Everybody's a part. The gang is all here. IG is on, live and popping. Pam is on the way. Late as usual. I'm going to talk about it while she's not here. So I said late as usual. She'll get me later. But nonetheless, man, thank you guys for being on this thing, man. We definitely want to jump into some stuff. And love to see you guys chime in and actually tune in and tell me where you guys are calling from. It lets us know where we're actually reaching to. What the reach is and all of that good stuff, man. So we're super excited about that, man. Never despise humble beginnings, guys. Write that down. Never despise humble beginnings, because guess what? The humble beginnings are what create the foundation that allow you to burn the boat. Never go backwards. Always move forward. A great man once said, if I can fall, I'm going to fall on my back, because if I can look up, I can get up. right? So we're always talking about moving forward, never falling back. You know, my man Denzel said, you know, I'm not want nothing to fall back on. I want to fall forward. I ain't leaving nothing in the tank. Why? If I'm going to go, I'm going to go all the way or not go at all, man. So we're definitely talking about process this morning, man, and some of the things that you're going to go through. And my late co-host is here. What's going on, Pam?
Great morning, everybody. Jumping on the grind on this Tuesday morning. I say happy Tuesday to each and every one of you that are chiming in this morning, this afternoon on the East Coast. You know, another day for us to wake up and walk into our greatness. And you're right, Nate, to embrace the process that each and every one of us has. You know, we understand process. That means we got to go through the fire, right, in order to become all that we need to become, right?
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. So I'm live on IG on the Grind
all
page.
Right.
What's going on?
What's
see
on
you guys.
IG?
I'm sorry, I missed you guys over there. I'm sorry. Big apologies. What's going on, my man? Sin City Graphics, Big Tommy. What's up, brother? Talking to you a little later. Who is this? Arian Sanders, what's popping? Thanks for the hello. Miss Mew, I'm sorry, I know that I jacked that up, but that's okay. I'll get it right next time. You just got to spell it out for me. Charlotte, North Carolina is in the house, man. Thank you guys for being a part of the grind, man. We're going to go through it so we get to it today so you guys can get off here. Some of y'all going to work, some of y'all aren't. I don't know. Who's going to work? Who's at work? Who's at home? Who's working from home? You know, state of affairs, status going on here. What's going on? Are you guys at work right now? It's Tuesday morning in on the West Coast, right? It's a little afternoon time on the East Coast. So who's at work? Who's the entrepreneur at home, or who has the luxury of being at home today, right? So you know, put that on the screen, guys, if you would. Arian says she's at work. Cool, cool, cool. Appreciate you for sneaking in and listening to us. Marcia's at work. Christy's working from home, man. Some of you guys are blessed to even have jobs. You're even double blessed to be working from home right now, man. So which is a beautiful thing right now.
It always be the dream job, you know, right. Work from home. Right?
Work from home. Work from home. At work at home. Valerie's at work at home. Okay. Everybody's working. Everybody's doing something. How many of you guys are unemployed right now? That's okay. If you are, say it, man. Say it. It's okay if you're unemployed right now, because I guess what? Been there, done that. You know, transparency creates currency, man. Transparency always creates the legacy, because it tells the universe where you are and what you need. Because now you're not lying to yourself. You're most certainly not lying to everybody else. But you know that, you know what? I'm in need. I got to find a job. Or better yet, I got to start creating my own thing.
Perhaps. Maybe just a little bit.
I got to create my own thing, right? All right, Bishop says he's calling from the house. I know that brother is a serial entrepreneur.
Right.
You know, he started his own thing, man, quite some time ago, and it's just been up, brother. The brother is killing the game, man. So let's get into this thing, because I believe that it is massively important that we understand, you know, the process that we go through and where things really start, and whatever it is that we do. This is not going to be a cliche-ish, can't even say it. You see, you should have put the top on that all the way, y'all. Pam just made a poo-poo. I just told on her. That's the wrong look. That's probably the wrong cap for that.
Oh, my goodness.
But anyway, I will give you my cloth over here. But but guys, this is the realest show ever, man. But let's talk a little bit about what you go through when it goes to the process, right? When it comes to the process, because the process is the very thing that can make us fly or it can make us die. Right. Some people can't handle the process. When they start going through the process, they don't understand how the process works, because they start failing and they don't think they're supposed to fail. They think that everything is just supposed to be like up, and there's never any glitches. But I'm here to tell you that there's always glitches. You just have to know how to not only identify them, but to be able to grow through them. What do we mean when we say grow through them and not go through them? We actually mean that you have to learn the lesson in them. You'll stay in whatever you are in until you learn the lesson. And if you get out of it in some way, shape, form, or fashion, and you haven't learned the lesson, guess what? It's getting ready to be another speed bump in the road. So let's talk about some of the things that you go through as you're actually moving through your process. I don't know what it is, I don't know what you're trying to create. I don't know what you're trying to accomplish. All I know is that your goal should be big, 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 right? You should have this humongous goal, and it should really, really scare you when you think about getting to it, right? It should terrify you, because we always say you shoot for the moon. If you get a star, if you fall on a star, guys, guess what? You can climb back up on that thing and try to get to the moon again. But always shoot for the moon, right? So here's the thing. If you're going through whatever you're going through, and you've written that thing out, as we always talk about on the show, write it out. See the vision. Make it plain. Write it out. If you've written it out, you know what you want. You know where you're going. Now define that thing. We talked about discover, define, and dominate on a few shows ago, right? So now you're in that dominate mode. So how do you actually get to where you want to go? How do you actually grow through where you're going? How do you actually say, this is a part of my process? Because the reality is, everything that you go through is a part of your process. The mornings when you feel like you don't want to get up. That was me this morning. Got in late last night, got everything done. Didn't feel like getting out of bed this morning. Felt so good, didn't feel like getting out, right? So those mornings when you lay there, the longer you lay there, the more the devil has the opportunity to destroy your thinking, right? He detours your thinking. He makes you feel as if, you know, what you're doing is not significant, right? The longer you lay in bed with an idle mind, then that becomes the devil's playground. If that makes sense to you guys, right? So if you're getting up, you're getting out, you're doing things, pushing yourself towards your goals, then guess what? You don't give your mind the opportunity to lay there and fight that battle of self against self, right? You're sitting there saying, okay, I know I need to get up, but self is telling you, nah, lay there a little while longer. We all have those days, right? It's the process that we go through. You just have to be able to identify it and say, what is my number? My number is one. Then that means that I get things right away. I know I got to get up out of the bed. This morning, my number was squarely a three.
Yes.
Okay. Squarely a three. I don't need you to commentate on that. squarely a three, right? Look, fam, we want to talk about that.
What?
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I ain't going to talk about the drive from California right now, from San Diego. I'm not talking
hello.
About that.
I drove like 2.5 hours.
No, you didn't.
I did too. Are you kidding me right now?
Okay.
You know you gave me the wheel in the beginning while you sat there and slept.
And Pam drove 60 miles an hour the whole way.
Listen.
I was like, we're not getting
nowhere. 2.5 hours. Okay. 2.5 hours. And it was not 60.
I'm waking up like, are we there yet?
Listen.
Right, so 4.5 hours
back to back traffic. So the closer we got, the further we got. If that makes sense, I was like, why is the hours adding up instead of decreasing?
I woke up, Pam behind a truck, and his lane was empty. I'm like, baby,
that is not the case.
Get over and go a little faster.
We were about to run out of gas, so I said we were gonna get off.
That's another thing.
see how you do things and people don't appreciate them.
Hey, y'all know how many times.
I drove for 2.5 hours yesterday.
Y'all know how many.
Can I get some credit?
You got to look. You get by that much credit. You know how many.
He want to wake up and complain.
Man,
right?
I was mad, man. I woke up mad. We got no gas. We driving 60 miles an hour and traffic.
Obviously, I was driving because we was only about 2 minutes behind Daryl and Dawn. All right?
We
left like 20 minutes
care.
Ahead
we
of us.
17 and a half minutes
so
behind.
So therefore. Don't
anyway. Welcome to my world. Pam said she drove 2.5 hours, and she should get major kudos.
Thank
you know
you.
How many times I done hobbled into the driveway on fumes, can't drive, because everybody in the car sleep right now, right? And everybody's like, oh, we made it? All right.
Doing that.
And I'm about blasted out right
now. Are we there yet?
Yeah, are we there yet? And I'm like, yep, yet another day. And they wonder why Nate doesn't want to drive.
How did we get here? Nobody wants to.
That was my vent session, y'all, just so y'all know.
That was the vent session. And yes, Nate was asleep today. And I've been up, I've worked out, I've showered, I've done all of that good stuff. What have you done, baby?
Are we going to talk about working out? Can we make the show working out today?
No, all right.
Pam gets up and she does. She gets on the treadmill. She
No. I do different things.
She
don't know what I did today.
Let's just make this the gripe show. This is the gripe show today. Let's just talk. Pam and I just going to talk trash to each other.
Hey,
right? The whole time. Look, let me see. But
listen,
look, you're right, Bishop. Peeled it back, baby. He knows. He know peeled it back. You know how many times I done rolled into the driveway with my head back like this here, about to go to sleep. We used to call that peeling it back, right?
Right.
You look over and you see my chin tilted up.
Oh, it's
you better
over.
Wake up. Tell you
be
right
like,
there,
Mama.
You wake
check
up.
Check daddy.
You know what I tell them? I say, if y'all going to sleep, I'm going to sleep. Forget that. I'm going to sleep. Everybody ain't sleeping in here but me.
Oh, God.
Nuh-uh. Forget that. I'm going to bed. They pull up. I pull over to a gas station or something. Be sitting there, door locked, truck running. Be sleep. I need a 15-minute pot. They wake up. Where we at? Where we at? I'm like, Dad, what you doing? I'm asleep, fool. I'm asleep. You ain't see I'm asleep. And you call my name. You ever had the kids walk in the room and they'd be like, hey, Dad, you sleep? I was. Before you walked in the room and called my name. My youngest son is the worst at it. He'll call, he comes in and you could be in a REM coma sleep. Hey, Dad, you sleep? Dad. I'd be wanting to backhand him on the side of his head. Hey, boy.
Okay.
But, man, yeah, these are things that you go through.
Back on track.
You know, just period in everyday life.
Right.
That can derail you from your dreams and your aspirations.
Right.
It's called family woes, right? So you have to deal with them. You know, I admire some of you empty nesters out there. You don't have any kids, but I know you. Then you get the empty nest syndrome. You want your kids back.
Yeah,
you
know? It's hard to let them grow up,
yeah.
Man.
I don't think I'm gonna go through that.
Oh my God! You
I know that my
gonna...
oldest. I know that Zaria is probably
like, it's hard.
Never
like,
gonna leave the house.
Turn 21. I'm like, can I just bottle him back down? You
no,
know,
he got to go.
But
he got to go. The boys most certainly got to go. You know. I know that Zaria is probably never going. Zaria is making plans right now.
Right.
For where we gonna live when she's 27. You know what I'm saying? So she's not going nowhere right now.
I don't know about that. I think Zara's
going.
You better rock
I'm very fearful right now. You ever had that fear? You know, my only really, really independent child is Brianna, right? That's the independent child, right? In terms of where she lives. And she got out of the house at 8. She's like, I can't wait to get away from you.
Right, she was. What name could you?
She was like, and you know, you put a car on something like the Flintstones be running before they hit the ground. She was running before she hit the ground, man.
Like, is there a problem here?
Man, she was like, hey y'all, give me some money so I can go. I'm like, you're going, you're gonna have your own money, right? She was ready to go, man.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, but that's what you deal with, man, on an everyday basis.
Right.
It's just issues like that and things like that you deal with. I don't even call them issues; they're just challenges. And I give Pam a hard time, but we each have our role, you know, in the grand scheme of things. And that's a part of the power in partnership, because you deal with certain things a certain way. And the way you deal with things, the way your family, the way your partner, the way your business partner, your life partner, however you deal with it, guys, is the way it moves you forward.
Right.
Right. It's not necessarily the way that everybody deals with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just what it is. So I don't know what's going on with the phone.
No, it's like IG all of a sudden. It just times you out. I don't understand.
I think it's because we need cords.
No, I plugged up the cord the other day and that didn't solve the problem. So I don't know what it is.
I think we should try
it's
it.
It's like
though.
Since this new
I don't know why
situation,
it's caused,
but anyway. Yeah.
But anyway, so as you're devising what your game plan is, it's very customized to each person, right? And to each family. What's wrong with my head is all jacked up. It's very customized to each person. And each family, I've just come to the conclusion that my head is crooked. So
okay.
I have to
it's
deal
okay,
with
baby.
That. I have to deal. It's okay. Yeah, I know you probably
like
already know. You, yeah, because you've been married for all these years, so you must like crooked heads.
Right.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You didn't even help me. You know what? In the camera, you can never see.
Right.
Anyway. But I'm not going to do that. All right, y'all. I promise y'all. All we did was have a good time. Come on, let's get back on track now.
I promise you, just orange juice and NutriBurst in this.
Yeah,
cup.
And I just got me some magic going on.
So,
yeah.
But anyway, it's your own process.
Oh,
it has to be customized, you know, for what you're going through. And the key is you're gonna go through things, but it's a matter of what you learn from the lesson, right? I learned not to let Pam drive, you know, in rush hour traffic. So I learned that lesson. Did it? Y'all like how I put that little blow in there real quick? That's what I do.
Right.
Good at it. So as you go through, right, as you go through things, you're going to have to learn your own individual customized lesson. And if you are with somebody, you know, even in a partnership or whatever it is, guys, you have to learn how to grow through it together, which means you're going to say, okay, what's the lesson that we learned? So that, of course, takes communication.
Right? Always.
So as you communicate, guys, and you don't bottle things up and hold things in, then you communicate it, then you expect the person to change it, right? Or you expect the person to understand it. Maybe sometimes you may say it, but they say, oh, that's not something I'm willing to change. And that's cool, right? But as you're going through it and you're growing as an individual or as a person, maybe having that talk with yourself or with somebody else, cool, right? But as you grow through it, right, that means you're going to have to go through some things that you may have never even encountered before, right? And what happens when you lay in bed for so long, right? What happens when you get up and you don't feel like going? What happens when you feel like you second guess your dreams, your hope, your vision? What happens when you've gotten very analytical with your atmosphere? You think that this is just one of those things and it's commonplace, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I've had all of those feelings before, right? The enemy, guys, when I talk about the enemy, when I talk about the devil, I'm talking about self,
right?
Because the devil, self, can't do anything unless we give self power to do it. So when you allow self to come in and say, man, you know, you're not this, and this isn't really as powerful as you thought it was. What you've done is exactly the same thing we talked about last week. We talked about creating that environment that is conducive for the enemy to operate in.
Right.
So if you know that the enemy doesn't function at high altitudes, then why do you keep staying at a lower altitude? The key to that is to fly high. And how do you fly high? Because the enemy actually hates heights.
Right.
The higher you get, the more you subdue self. Right. The further you rise, the more you subdue self. The more good habits you create, the more you subdue self. And when you get to those higher heights, then that means you're at that point to where you've been able to handle anything and everything that's thrown at you, because we know that it's 1,000% true. It's not about what happens to you. It's how you handle what happens. And I promise you there's going to be a ton of things.
Right, absolutely. And I truly believe that the flying high is the hardest part, you know, mm-hmm. because when you make a decision to fly high to create the success, right, you're going to have all kinds of challenges that end up coming your way. And so it's in the flying high. It's easy to say, hey, fly high, fly above that thing. But, you know, really and truly, and we talk about this all the time, it's all about, you know, mastering your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Because anytime you go against the grain of something, anytime you're doing something different, anytime you choose to be that green sweater in a sea of red, there's always going to be some type of chaos. There's always going to be some type of issues. There's always going to be some type of resistance that's going to come your way. And so, you know, it's really all about, you know, what are you going to do in those situations? We all have been there, done that, to where, you know, we want it, you know, but it's not easy. You know, it's not going to be easy. And I think that, you know, that just understanding that, and realizing that, but you really have to, you know, it's all about, when I think about, you know, every issue, every challenge that I've had to go through and overcome in life, the only way that I've been able to push through it is I had to really for real fix my mind and work on it and just kind of overpower whatever the issue was and to not focus on it so that I could really zone in, because we talked about the zone the other day too. So that I could zone in and not pay attention to, you know, what's going on. Because that's the hardest part.
Because there's somebody here that's struggling with this right now. How do you work? When we say stuff like work on your mind,
right?
Let's break it down to the lowest form, because, you know, I think once you do it consistently,
uh-huh.
it becomes commonplace for you, which is the epitome of what a habit is, right? So it's easy for you. It's like when you ask somebody for directions, right? And they're like, and they've lived there all their life. And they say, oh, just go down to the Thomas Street and hang a left and right at the corner store and make a right. And boom, right around you see that raccoon that's hanging from the tree, you know, do a sharp left. And you like, I got to write this down, partner.
Right.
Hold on one sec, because you don't know.
Right, but it's been a habit.
But it's a habit for them.
Right.
So they're telling you. So I think in anything that you do, when you're looking at like what you're saying, how do you prepare your mind? It's the habits that you create that prepare your mind. Yes or yes?
Absolutely. And you do that through the environment that you create.
Mm-hmm.
Because like, and I can say this, for instance, like this morning, my mind for real was saying, I didn't feel like working out.
My mind's telling me, yeah, but my body.
Right. Absolutely. I didn't feel like working out. But what did I do? All right. In order to go out and to work out and do what I knew that I needed to do, I put my headphones in my ear. Right. And I put on some personal development, something that was going to inspire me, motivate myself into action, because I realized that I have to be my own motivation. You know, too many times we wait on something or someone or some sign to motivate us. And for real, your results, your desires, your goals, your dreams, you know, all of that should be the motivation. And so I had to put myself back into the zone and to say, you know what, let me now listen to the things that tell me that, yes, I can. And as I did that, and I put that personal development in my ears this morning, then you know what? You couldn't tell me nothing. I took my NutriBurst, my NRD, and everything, and all that good stuff. And you know what? Coupled together, guess what? It moved me to doing the actions that's necessary in order to create the results. So yeah. I had to decide, like we talked about, right? Right?
That's
with success,
exact.
Right? And then I had to apply. and now I'm going to get the results that's necessary. You know, but for real, I literally have to, you know, put the things into my ear gate that literally is going to, you know, help me to shift the atmosphere, because we have the power to shift. And so when we wake up, number one, and you realize that the first 15 to 30 minutes of your day is going to set your tone. So if you are not, number one, working on the spiritual man, that's everything, okay? You got to work on your spiritual man, okay? And you got to spend that time with God so that you can get the direction that's necessary for the day, right? So you can listen to the voice within, so that now you know the things that you need to do. That's going to literally start your day off. Right. And then what are you doing to grow your mind? In order to master it, you got to grow it. Right. Because it's either you're going to, you know, lean towards the positive thoughts, or you're going to allow every single challenge, every single thing that comes your way, every little thing to kind of shift you in the wrong direction. But when you work on it on an everyday basis, like we talk about habits, it creates a habit, right, to the point to where, you know, you are able to withstand the storm, because, you know, the storm is going to come. Right? That's what life is all about. It's about how many storms can we get through, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when we understand that the storms are the very things that now create us.
Leave it like that.
Oh, is that going to do something? Okay. Okay. I got you. That's what I'm talking about. I-O, baby, right? And so literally these storms are the very things that are going to help to create and for us to understand what we got within, in order to be able to know that the battle's already won, right? So, you know, these are some of the things that I do every day, mm-hmm. in order to, you know, create the habits that's necessary. And just like, you know, when I set out on a mission this month to say that, you know, from a workout standpoint and just shifting things, I had to make a commitment to myself first, right? Because we understand it's you versus you. Right, you don't have to worry about anything on the outside. It's for real, it's you versus you. When we take responsibility in life for where we are, right, it ain't nobody else's fault. It is our fault for where we are in life. And so when we take responsibility and we understand that we have the power to for real shift, we have the power to turn things around, we have the power to write the next page in our book, no matter what today is looking like, and we wake up with that mindset every day, and you're growing it every day, you become unstoppable. And that's what this thing is all about, creating the necessary habits in life that are going to create that energy, that environment that's necessary in order for us to breed success. That's
absolutely
what it's all about.
Absolutely. No, 100, 100, 100. We talk, because we always talk about 3% on this show. And, you know, when you guys see me do this, that's 3%. It's because we believe that it's mind, body, and money, right?
Okay.
So, but when people get kind of antsy when you start talking about money, so, you know, some of y'all that's scared of money, then ain't going to talk about money, right? Because it detours you, right?
Uh-huh.
So I don't talk about money, but what happens is I believe that your mind attracts what you want.
Absolutely.
So, but how does the mind attract what you want? There is no traction without action. That's a subset of track, right?
Right.
You track, but you got to get action. So what happens is, as you're moving through this thing, right? You're saying you could jump up and you can put your favorite praise music on, right? You can put your favorite rap song on, whatever was motivating you. You know, you can put your favorite motivational music on, right? And you could jump up and do that, as Traylor said, set your day to tone for your day the first 30 minutes, right? You can set the tone for your day in 30 minutes and then go get right back on the couch.
You can.
Right? I've seen it happen time and time again, right? So what I'm saying to you guys, I'm not saying that's what Traylor's doing at all, but what I'm saying is that it happens because people say, I'm going to set the tone for my day. Like Pam. Pam gets up in the morning, you know, she starts listening to a music, boom, boom. Then she gets up and goes in the garage and gets on the treadmill, right? And she starts, or she goes over here and starts boxing. There has to be some traction. There has to be some action that comes, that moves, instead of just, because I know people that just listen to personal development all day.
And don't do nothing.
But don't do anything. They don't take it and they don't apply
like,
it.
What?
And let me explain to you guys, right. Let me explain to you guys what the...
So they real book smart, but they ain't doing that.
They
all
real,
thing.
And man, don't talk about book smart. They're real book smart. They can tell you everything, but do nothing. Right? So what is that? In my opinion, that's hypocrisy. Right?
Right.
So I don't even want to say opinion. In my knowledge, that is hypocrisy. When you talk about stuff that you don't do, it's hypocrisy. So what happens is people get up every day and they say they're going to do something that they don't do. Somebody could be guilty of that that's listening to this show, right? And when we talk about mind, body, and money,
mm-hmm.
that simply means that your mind has to be right. Your body has to be right to carry around the consciousness that of this mind, right? When you get those two things together, you're at 100%, you're at 90%, 95% as you move through this thing and grow through your process, you're not leaving any stone unturned. And you're actually moving through your process the right way. You can read a ton of books, and you have all of this knowledge up here that you apply none, right? But when it sounds sexy is when you talk to people about it, mm-hmm. right? Oh, they know a lot. Pam jokes, when people tell me, if you are a singer and you can't sing, if you say you know everything about singing, but you can't sing, then you're just a person that can teach somebody else to sing because you used to be a singer. But if you were never a singer, then how do you teach somebody else to sing? I don't understand that.
That's like me teaching you how to sing.
Right. It can't go 100%, right? So watch this. Watch how this thing progresses. I ain't touching that one, right? Because I get hate mail every time I touch that. But think about how this thing progresses, because there are always those little everybody has their nails. Right? Everybody has their nail. What sparks them, right? When you touch on it, it's like, ooh, that's a tender spot.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like that, right? So when you talk about great singers sing, if you're a basketball coach, we were talking about, me and my wife were talking about the other day, being a commenter. We were talking about Stephen A. Smith and Skip Bayless, and we're talking about the other guy that's on there. Stephen A. Smith actually played ball in college. Skip Bayless actually played a little bit of, I think, college ball as well. But the other guy, Max something, never played a lick of ball in his life, right? So how are you so emphatic and passionate about something and have so much knowledge on something that you've never done, right? So let's bring this thing away from the commercial aspect. Now let's get to you, right? For me, when I think about this thing, I'm like, this is Nate. Y'all can get as mad as y'all. If you're overweight, you can't teach me how to lose weight. If you've never lost weight, if you've never worked out and built any muscle, you most certainly can't teach me how to build muscle, right? So that means you have to actually be the thing that you say you are, right? What are your habits, right? I can imagine E.T. saying, I get up, I started getting up at 3. And then you go and then you flash the camera and go to his house and he don't get up till 7. He was like, dog, I thought you got up at 3. You know what I'm saying? Oh, but that's just what I tell them. You know what I'm saying? It sounds good when I tell them, you know, I put my hat on. And I'm not saying this is E.T. because I don't want that man coming at me, right? Right? I ain't saying
it's
this is E.T. It's an example, right?
Right.
So, but my thing is, the great example is, you know, dog, you say you get up at 2. Sudden stuff start getting up at 3. Now you're getting up at 2. But you not 8 o'clock. You ain't getting up. You know, what are you doing? You know, you're out here talking about Nate. You're out here talking about you grinding. This is the realest show ever, but you're afraid to talk about stuff.
Mm.
It's the grind. You know, you ain't grinding. You ain't doing nothing in the trenches below the trenches, but you're talking about it. I can't tell you to do something that I ain't doing.
Right.
Right? And I think that's the epitome of where we are. I think that's the real grind, because people get in those modes to where they're a public success but a private failure. Right?
Mm.
They look good on paper, right? They look good, right? They're out there in the front of everybody. You know, they got their nice clothes on. When they come home, ain't nothing in their house. Ain't nothing in the refrigerator. Ain't nothing. You're sleeping on a pad, you know. But outside of your house is the bomb. Your lawn is landscaped, but the inside is barren. It's dark. And it happens.
Yeah, it does.
Every single day, but it's the traction that you have to actually do. The action that you take is not just about the motivational videos and the motivational music that you listen to around your house.
Right.
That creates the E times E equals A, right? The energy times environment equals atmosphere. It creates that. But if you create this grand atmosphere and you never function in it and nobody's ever attracted to it, then why are you creating it?
All right.
If you make an amusement park with roller coasters and Ferris wheels and merry-go-rounds, you want somebody to come to it. So you turn that crap on to show people that it works. And when they get there, you actually let them get on it. This is about doing and not talking all the time. And here's the key. Most people think that you got to talk about it before you do it, right? No. Most successful people will tell you right now that the more you talk about what you do to the world, the more they're going to discourage you from doing it.
That's true.
Because opinions are like a-holes. Everybody has one. And I don't need everybody's opinion. Right.
Right?
You need the connection that you have, that one, what, two-way connection between you and God that says, God, boom, that's it. I like that. Okay, boom, I'm going with that. Let's go, let's go, let's go. What's next? What's next? And you're writing all of this stuff down. And as you're writing it down, now you're actually applying this stuff, right? You're doing what you said you're going to do, and people don't see that. Okay, we talked about the building, right? We talked about when a building, a structure is being erected,
mm-hmm.
right? It's being erected. That's the most more powerful word than built, right?
Yes.
It's being erected, right? You know, I like to think that I erect things, right? Because as you're erecting, that means you're talking about a massive building. Not only has, when you want it to be a skyscraper, then it has to go so far below the ground to withstand that height
mm-hmm.
of the building, right? So the higher it goes, the more sway it's going to have. But when you're building that foundation, it's not sexy. Nobody walks by a construction site with dudes with hard hats with the crack of their butt showing. Nobody walks by there and says, oh, that's nice.
Right.
Nobody says, oh, that's a mess. They see dump trucks coming in with cement all over them. It's not sexy at that point.
But once right? it's built.
But once it's built, everybody wants to admire it.
Right. And you know, that puts me in the mindset of the stadium here, right? You know, we watched
Allegiant
it.
Stadium.
Yeah, we watched it from the very beginning, the Allegiant Stadium. And, you know, when we first saw it, all you see is just, you know, foundations and, you know, bars and, you know, whatever, you know, all the stuff that they make the building out of, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was no pretty sight. And then the other day when we rolled past it, I'm like, oh, my goodness, look at this beautiful stadium. Like, where'd it come from? You know,
right.
So you didn't pay any attention, you know, during the building process. You see it, but, you know, it's not something that is looked upon.
Mm-hmm.
But now that thing is built, you're like, look at that sexy stadium
yeah.
over there. You know, almost make you want to. Not,
they
not,
did the
not,
work.
Not
they had a picture of it up too.
Like that, but.
They had a picture of the stadium up. They had
you know?
A picture of the stadium up
yeah.
there, so you can see what was coming.
Yeah.
Right. And they're doing that even more. They're putting
yeah.
pictures up, and that's what happens. You can put, you can paint the vision. People, hey, this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
Right. Right. But you don't have to invite everybody. That ain't gonna be a part of the foundation building ceremony.
Right.
Right. Everybody ain't gonna be there to break ground. It's who's sticking a shovel in the ground. And throwing the first shovel of dirt.
Right.
The person, the people that are paying for it, the people that are the visionaries, and the people that believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Those are the people that's doing it. And those are the people you want in your camp right now. You talk about circle. Right. Those are the people that you
right.
want in your camp. Those right. are the people that you want in your camp. Those are the people that you want in your camp. The people that believe in the 3% that understand that I'm here, mind, body, and money. I want it. Let's get it. Let's go. We ain't stopping. Let's build this foundation. No matter what anybody else says, it ain't going to be sexy and pretty in the beginning. It's going to be some fight. It's going to be some squabbles. It's going to be some disagreements. It's going to be some I don't like you. I hate you. It's going to be all some of that in there, right? But at the end of the day, if a person is bringing the value that you need, you stick to that, right? And you know that these things are coming.
Right.
You
absolutely.
Know that they're happening because there's always fights and there's always crap that goes on in the trenches. And that person doesn't get kicked out of the trench until they stop believing.
Right.
When
absolutely.
You stop believing is
you
when
gotta
you
go.
Get when you got to go. Right. Here's the thing. Nobody should ever believe in what you're doing more than you believe in it. The moment somebody has to motivate you is when you suck at belief. I'm just going to be straight up with you. If somebody has to motivate you for your dream, you don't even believe in it yourself.
No.
Find something else to do.
Find something else to do. You're right. If you don't believe in you, if you don't believe in your own dream, you can't expect anybody else to buy into it or to believe in it at all. But I think too many times, too, we wait on other people to believe in us instead of us believing in the very thing that God is giving us and the very things that we need to do and to just move and to take action. But it's because of being too concerned. I know, been there, done that. Being too concerned of the opinions of others. What are other people going to think? What are other people going to say? But when you get yourself to the point to where you know without a shadow of a doubt, all right, that God has given you that thing for you to move forward in, and now you have that belief from the inside of you, and you know that, you know what, this is the thing, this is what God has given me, this is the vehicle, this is the plan, this is the map, these are the people that God has connected me to, and now you move forward in that thing, man, it's a different energy that you have, it's a different level of belief that you have, and you know what, you wake up every single day and you fight for that thing, for real, because you believe in it, because your belief is for real, is going to cause others to believe. You know, it's the energy that you give off, right? And it's the things that you exude that literally is going to say, you know what, man, I'm checking out her belief, I'm checking out his belief, and you know what, dang on it, they so passionate about that thing that, you know what, I can't help but believe in the dream. But if you don't have that passion, if you don't have that level of belief, you know what? If you're shaking and you're tossed to the side, left and right, every single time something happens, then what's going to happen is, you know what? The people that could believe in the very thing that you believe in won't believe because you are a wishy-washy, for real, wishy-washy towards the things that you desire to have in life. And it will never create success. Your belief has to be at an all-time high because your belief causes others to believe. And you got to believe that. For real.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm going to tell you, can I give them the gut punch?
Go ahead.
Please. Pam said I can give you all the gut punch. So I'm going to do it. I was going to do it anyway, just for the record. but let me tell you, this is going to set some people free right here, right? It's going to set some people. Sometimes I suck. That's transparent. I hear you, Naja. Sometimes we all suck, but we learn from those moments, right?
Right.
But here's the gut punch. Here's the gut punch. Let me see if I can get see if I can get IG back. I don't really understand.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on these days.
I don't know who's
timed out
with this. But anyway,
yeah,
just end it and come back.
Just share it. Oh, you download
it. So here's the gut punch to this thing, and I believe if you grab this part, I believe that your transition will be better. Right. So here's the part that you should grab. Let me do this right quick. It's too much.
No, it's just posted.
I hope y'all, let's do this. Hold on.
Yeah, you put up.
It's all jacked up anyway. So anyway, here's the gut punch. So, and once you grab this, it's going to free some people, right? The people, 9 times out of 10, and I'm going to go that high, okay? So that's about 90% of the time. The people 90% of the time that know you, that are close to you, that have been around you for the majority of your life, mom and dad are always going to believe in you, right? Yeah, I believe in them. That's my boy. That's my girl. I believe in them, right?
Right.
But the people that have been around you, that have seen your struggle, that have seen your fight, and they've seen you when you quit, they've seen you when you didn't quit, they've seen every aspect of you, those are the people that aren't going to be able to get past who you are or who you were to see who you're becoming, right? They're not. But what people are doing is they're basing their entire vision on the people that they have right now in front of them. And those aren't the people that you need to be marketing to.
Right.
They're not. They're not the people that you need to be, you know, throwing out your feelers to, right? Because they have a preconceived notion of the boat that you rode up on. Right. The boat that you rode up on, you haven't burnt that boat yet. So you keep riding back and forth on that boat and it's old hoopty boat and you keep riding in and you bring it home. You've got the old hoopty car that you've been driving for 17 years. Right. You just keep changing the oil. Daddy told me if I just change the oil, it's going to keep working. I'm going to drive it to the wheels fall off and you keep riding around. They can't get past that. They can't see what you see, because no matter how much you paint the picture, there's always that 10% that see it, right? You can rock with them. But the majority of the people that you are bouncing your stuff off of, right? Yeah, this vibe is real.
Yeah.
The majority of the people that you're bouncing your stuff off of, they don't believe in you.
No.
They may not tell you
not
that.
Not even going to be 10%.
But they don't believe. Yeah, that's right. They don't believe. I'm being nice. They don't believe
nice.
In you. They won't tell you. They secretly conspire to hope that you fail, right? Because they may not even be out of this deal where you were, right? You're elevating, right? So at this point, what I'm telling you is that I'm not talking about them. It's not about them. You need to learn that lesson. I had to learn. That's one of the hardest lessons that I had to learn, is that friends and family sometimes they're not the ones. They're not the ones that that's gonna take you to the next level. They're not. Stop hanging around the people that aren't on the level that you are. I don't care who they are. That's a hard lesson. Oh, that's my dog. I grew up with them all my life. But they still on the street corner slanging drugs. But you still chilling with them? You know, oh, that's my girl. You know, we've been through thick and thin. But she's still twerking in the parking lot? And you still hanging with her? Now that she's starting a twerking business, why are you still hanging with her? I'm giving you, this is the hard lessons, guys, that you need to get, that you don't sometimes realize until it's too late. And now you're like, everything gets cricket quiet. Like, oh my gosh, he's talking about such and such. Yeah. Think about the people that are in your life right now. If they're not adding value, I'm not saying put out a PSA. Hey, look here, everybody. I ain't hanging around y'all no more. Just keep doing what you're doing and keep the positivity, the environment, the E times E equals A. Keep it 100, right? Your energy equals your times your environment equals your atmosphere. And you know what happens? Crows can't fly high. They can't fly as high as you. Eventually, they're going to drop back down to the ground and eat something else dead, because you're no longer dead. Now you're living. Guys, these are the hard things that people ain't going to tell you,
right?
Because nobody wants to seem like the bad guy, right? This is what this show is all about, the grind, giving real insight needed daily, right? If you don't talk to yourself like this for your goals, for your vision, then it'll just be a dream for the rest of your life. You can't elevate with people hanging on you that aren't trying to elevate with you.
Right.
You just can't. And I know that sounds mean, but guess what? It is what it is. And the quicker you grab that lesson, man, the better off you'll be. And guess what? I'm just like the show, you know, Magnificent Seven. I'll be your Huckleberry. I'll tell you, right? Because you need to know. Because I would much rather hurt your feelings now than harm your future later. You don't come to me saying, why you ain't tell me? I did. I can squarely say my conscience is clean. I told you that Uncle Bobby and them didn't want best for you. But you kept on going over their house and letting them poison your brain. So think about it now. Do inventory. Who is not helping me move forward? Who is not helping me create the environment that I need to grow in? And you don't have to be nasty about it. Just go do what you do.
Right.
And they will eventually gravitate away from you.
Absolutely. That's true. Because when you begin to change now and you begin to move in that direction and doing the things that you need to do as far as growing mentally and physically and becoming stronger and, you know, realizing the different characteristics and the different things that we have on the inside of us that are going to, for real, now help us to manifest the dream, you're going to start to attract a whole new tribe. You know, that's where the core, becomes, you know, the core, because of the fact that you now begin, the energy that you give off is going to be the energy that you now attract. And that's the reason why making sure that you are giving off that right energy every single day is going to be the very thing. See, if you give off that negative energy, you're going to attract negative, right? But if you give off positive energy and you wake up every single day working on you, believing more in you, believing more in the things that you need to do, and by taking action, the necessary actions in order to create the traction that we're talking about, the things around you mm-hmm. are going to begin to change because the things that you're looking at, you know, and the things that you desire begin to change. And so, therefore, a whole different atmosphere begins to get created because of that energy. Times that environment that's now going to give us the atmosphere that's necessary to thrive. So if we don't have an atmosphere in which we can thrive in, then what's going to happen is we're not going to be able to accomplish all that we can accomplish. So the biggest thing is creating that atmosphere, you know, that's going to allow us to become what we need to become and to be able to handle the different situations and circumstances that are going to come our way every single day because they're going to happen. And when you know that and you realize it, you know, for real, and you just understand that for real, it really is one of the things that, you know, the grind, you know, stands for is IAO, right? You know, improvising, adapting, and overcoming. And I could tell you, I can remember when Nate started, you know, speaking those three words to me, you know, many, many years ago. And I didn't want to hear nothing about IAO. I'm like, improvise, adapt, and overcome. You know, here's the situation. Here's the challenge. Here's the problem. Okay, that's what I called it back then, right? And literally, I'm like, just fix it. You know, like, seriously, I don't want to hear any foo-foo-ness. You know, if we can't change it, then how are we going to handle it? No, I didn't want to hear that. I wanted it fixed, right? But when I began to change my mindset, and I began to realize, you know what, obviously we're going through this for a reason, okay? Either, you know, it's meant for us to go through it. It's from the decisions, the choices that we made or didn't make mm-hmm. and things of that nature. And honestly, it wasn't until I began to work on me, right, that you versus you, to where I was able to look at things differently. And instead of looking at the challenge and saying, oh, my gosh, what is this? Why are we going through this? No, I began to smile in the midst of the pain. I began to smile in the midst of the challenge, realizing that, you know what, something good is going to come out of this, okay? Because I realized God would never put anything on us that we can't handle or we can't bear. So, therefore, I'm going through this either, again, because of the choices that we made or we didn't make, or perhaps it's it's a part of our process. And so as I began to smile at those things, I learned how to handle those things. And I just used to say, and I still say, you know what, God, I know greatness is on the other side of this. So let me embrace this process. Let me learn from the mistakes that I've made or we've made. And you know what, let's figure out the solution and let's keep on moving. And literally, that is the mindset that we have, and that is everything. Improvise, all right, adapt, and overcome that thing, because we were created to overcome, right? So we fall down, but you know what? We got the power to get back up, right? So we make mistakes, but you know what? We got the power to say, you know what? What do I need to do to correct that thing? Understanding that every test that we go through in life will lead to a testimony if we don't give up. But many times in the process, people give up on the dream because of the situations, the circumstances, the pain that you got to go through in order to get through, in order to grow through. People forget about that. And then you find yourself in the same position starting over again every single day. Whenever you decided to start over, you just fall prey to the circumstances and end up staying right there in life, being that shoulda, coulda, woulda. You know, looking back on life, saying, what if I would have, but instead, you know, you made the decision to not take the actions necessary in order to move yourself forward, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. So, guys, we're out of time. So, you know, we'll see you guys on Friday. Thank you guys for tuning in and being part of the grind. You know, we want to definitely thank everybody for sharing this out.
Yes.
Tuning in on Facebook, Instagram, and Blog Talk Radio, guys. Remember, you can always dial into the show also. The number to dial in is 646-668-2564. If you have something to say, hit number one, guys. We should have told you that at the beginning of the show. But for all of the newbies, that's what we do, all right? God bless you guys, man. We'll see you guys
bless
on Friday.
Y'all. See y'all on Friday.
I was born in Oklahoma, Tulsa, Oklahoma. When I was little, I used to sing before my father preached.
Right.
I wanted to love on everybody and hug on everybody and smile. But, you know, it was a time when there was still segregation and a lot of racism. You know, hearing people call me names like little nigga boy and all that, man. When I got to college, I'll never forget, one of my professors told me that I wasn't going to be nothing in life, that I was going to end up in an alley And it kind of ended up that way, at least for a while, because I did end up on the streets at one point in my life doing drugs and alcohol. My story started such a long time ago, bruised up and scarred. Sometimes it seemed impossible. Some said I wasn't able, yeah. I think they was afraid of what I could do. I never stopped believing I'm gonna see it all the way through. Oh, now, so tell me that I didn't want ya. Like Kobe in the fourth quarter. It ain't over till it's over. No, I'm not backing down. 'Cause I'm in it to win.
God, my life has already been mapped out by God, so this is why I'm still here. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not quitting. I'm standing up. I'm standing tall. I'm going for it. Yeah, I'm in it to win it.